In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in the Orthodox Church is Zacchaeus Sunday. Now, as a reminder for us who already know this, and as a point of teaching for those who don't, Zacchaeus Sunday is the first sign of the approach of Great Lent, coming 5 Sundays before its beginning. And so on this Sunday, we read about Zacchaeus, the tax collector. If you have ever been near a Bible, you'll know that tax collectors, also known as publicans, were not highly regarded by the Jews of Jesus' time. Tax collectors were seen as traitors by the Jews because of their perceived greed and willingness to collaborate with the Romans, who were seen as occupiers since Jericho was a province of Rome at the time. To make matters worse, tax collectors were seen as thieves, since they often collected more money than was necessary through means of extortion. Now, the scriptures say that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and that he was very rich. So he was not simply another tax collector among many, but in the eyes of his fellow Jews, he was among the worst of the worst. And the scriptures tell us that he was seeking to see Christ. Here, the scriptures offer an important first lesson. Zacchaeus, a man who in the eyes of the world was doing evil, was also actively seeking Christ, actively seeking the Messiah. That is, Zacchaeus knew there was something special about Christ, something worthy of seeking. And the ironic thing is that he was probably seeking Christ because of what Christ had just done to Bartimaeus, the blind man of Jericho, who he restored to sight right before this. Like many others, Zacchaeus was perhaps seeking after Christ because he was a great healer or a man of power. So there is something within Zacchaeus that yearns to see Christ. And like blind Bartimaeus, Zacchaeus' spiritual eyes begin to open. Who knows what was going through Zacchaeus' heart? Perhaps he had realized the wrong he had committed in life and genuinely sought repentance for them. Perhaps he was unaware of the things he had done, but simply sought to see this great man, Jesus. Regardless, Zacchaeus seeks. And this is an important first step. Seeking Christ can offer us the first fruits of salvation. Seeking is something that anyone can do, regardless of where they are at in life. But to seek properly, one must do so simply and from a pure heart. And so we should ask ourselves, what does such a pure seeking look like? And we can look to Zacchaeus for the answer. He was short and he would have not been able to physically see Christ as he passed by. But he did not let that be an obstacle for him. He didn't throw up his hands and turn back to his evil and wicked ways. Instead, as the scriptures tell us, he ran out ahead of the crowd and climbed into a sycamore tree to see. You see, while Zacchaeus did many evils in his life, he was pure of intent. Even his very name, Zacchaeus, means pure or innocent in Hebrew. And so while he perhaps did not know exactly what it was he was seeking, Zacchaeus sought, and he sought purely. Now when one comes face to face with Christ in faith, seeing him not merely as a great man or teacher or even prophet, as Zacchaeus perhaps did, but as the Son of God, something happens. A change takes place within the person. And this change oftentimes takes the form of repentance. Paul comes to mind first and foremost. And the change wrought in Paul on the road to Damascus indicated a type of genuine repentance. The same thing goes for even those whom God loves, like the prophet Isaiah, who upon seeing the Lord in a vision cried out, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Coming into the presence of the Lord changes a person, but not necessarily in the ways that we think it's going to. Oftentimes, there's a feeling of joy when the Lord visits us, yes, but oftentimes there can also be a profound sense of unworthiness and wretchedness and coming into the presence of something as pure and all holy as God. The presence of God oftentimes shines a light on our entire being, and we see ourselves as we truly are. Zacchaeus similarly shows such a feeling of unworthiness. Christ calls to him and he answers. Zacchaeus' descent from the tree and allowance of Christ into his home are not merely external historical realities. Zacchaeus is called down from his wealth. He's called down from his job. He's called down from everything his life once was and is asked to bear Christ within himself. In finding Christ, Zacchaeus immediately and with a pure heart knows precisely what he must do to receive Christ. Zacchaeus accepts Christ's call, and the final words he speaks to Christ show his repentance, his turning towards Christ. For he tells him that he will give half his goods to the poor, and if he has stolen anything from anyone, he will restore it fourfold. The Jewish law, as outlined in Deuteronomy at the time, only asked for stolen property to be restored, plus a fifth of what was taken. But such is the pure love of Christ in Zacchaeus, that wealth, no matter, was a means of acquiring riches, but a means of salvation. So today, being Zacchaeus Sunday, means that in a very short time, in a little over a month, Lent will begin. The Lenten journey is one filled with fasting and repentance, as we journey with Christ on his way to his cross and resurrection. But before Lent begins, we have a number of Sundays which help set the stage for the journey. Sundays in which we hear readings about the publican and the Pharisee, the prodigal son, and the final judgment. But 2 weeks before we hear any of these, 5 whole weeks before Lent begins, we hear the story of Zacchaeus as the starting point to it all. Because the first step towards salvation involves a willingness to seek Christ and a willingness to repent. St. Nikolai Velimirovich writes regarding the repentance of Zacchaeus, "Repentance is indeed the first rung of the ladder that leads to the kingdom of God. No one has ever been able to climb the second rung until he has first climbed the first rung. In the emptiness of this life, repentance is the first and only way of knocking at the door of heaven." So may we, like Zacchaeus, begin this pre-Lenten season by stepping on this first rung of repentance, by knocking at the door of heaven with our hearts, turning our entire selves towards Christ, the one who calls all of us to make haste and come down like Zacchaeus, so that our hearts may be made into homes worthy of housing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom is due all glory, honor, and worship, now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.